What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
Alan is ready to rock, so Steve, that means you must exit the studio.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
If on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and what?
Pop, lock, and drop it?
No.
Roll.
Yes. What letter is directly to the right of the G on a standard keyboard?
H.
Yes. Rhinoplasty involves what part of the body?
Nose.
Correct. Who is the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Chad Smith.
Yes. What do most lobsters do with their shell after it has molted?
Eat it.
Yes. What present-day state did Ponce de Leon explore?
Florida.
Yeah. Who was the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. What symbol is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
Anchor.
Yes. In what month does Russia celebrate the October Revolution?
October?
No.
September?
No.
August?
No. Which illusionist and magician has been coined Mind Freak?
Chris Angel.
Yes. And with time on the clock, you got 9, Alan. Hell yeah. I'm feeling good about this.
Is that your best score of the year?
Of this year, yeah.
Cool. Alan just got his best score of the year, Steve.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You don't know if that means good or bad, but...
That's true, because maybe in the past he's only got one round.
Yeah.
But this is my nemesis, Alan. He does well.
He does.
Oh, crap.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! If on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and what?
Roll.
Correct. What letter is directly to the right of the G on a standard keyboard?
E.
No.
H.
Yes. Rhinoplasty involves what part of the body?
The nose.
Yes. Who is the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Chad Smith.
Yes. What do most lobsters do with their shell after it has molted?
They wear it.
No.
They eat it?
Yes. What present-day state did Ponce de Leon explore?
That would be New Hampshire.
No.
New York?
No.
I don't know. Nebraska.
No. Who is the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes. What symbol is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
An anchor.
Correct. In what month does Russia celebrate the October Revolution?
October.
No.
August?
No.
November.
Yes. Which illusionist and magician has been coined Mind Freak?
Chris Angel.
Yes. And with time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got a score of 9. That's a great score, but it's a tie. 9-9. Alan, next time you will beat Miggs.
Alan, typically I hate tying, but I feel like we've tied a bunch in the past, and I feel like it's only appropriate that my 69th tie of the year was with you.
I would have to agree, buddy. Have a good day.
You too.
Nice. All right, let's see here. The present day state that Ponce de Leon explored, it was not Nebraska. In the dead center of the United States, Florida. Yes, and very, very nice tie. 9-9.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You guys are smart guys.
The Daily Miggs Show.
There's a sweet new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message every day. We are so excited to check in and see what's going on. Some of them have been very interesting lately.
Some I've been inspired by you mentioning yesterday how you don't wear underwear when you wear a dress. So somebody was inspired by that.
Oh, good.
And somebody else wants to talk a little South Park because their coworker was once made fun of on South Park.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Sliding. On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be such a treat if you would leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. You can download it for free, and then look for the little microphone icon and take care of that business. Steve? What's it like in there this morning?
Well, I figured we should start off with a little context for this first voice message. So we learned the other day, because we went to our radio convention, you were wearing a loose dress and a wind gust hit and it blew your dress up and you unintentionally flashed Danny and I. We didn't see anything because we weren't looking. But if we were looking, we would have seen everything because we learned, well, you're not wearing underwear and this is that moment.
I'm not wearing underwear and we're on a deck.
And a massive wind gust just happened. Why are you not wearing underwear?
Well, because sometimes I don't like to wear underwear if I'm wearing a dress, Danny.
Why?
It just feels better that way. It's like cheap air conditioning. Guys, sometimes you don't need underwear. You don't need underwear when you're wearing a dress.
So that led to this voice message.
I took Terrence's advice and decided not to wear underwear yesterday during the hot day. I don't wear a skirt or a dress or anything, but you wear a kilt, and
so this guy's wearing a kilt and decided to.
Yeah. That's my dude right there.
Let it be free.
Yeah,
he was right. So quick down there. Hey, I makes it. Did you hear that Hulk Hogan died?
What? Oh, well, I guess now we know.
So quick down there.
Doesn't sound creepy at all.
Welcome to the dark side.
So today, it's 28 years ago in 1997 that Matt Stone, Trey Parker, they debuted South Park. And we got a voice message a while back because we're having a conversation about, hey, would you be okay with South Park making fun of you? Because in a way, it sucks because they'll just go for the jugular. They're going to really make fun of you. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of a cool feather in the cap that you got to be part of a pop culture phenomenon that is South Park.
Yeah.
And we got a voice message from someone who knows somebody that was once made fun of on South Park.
Well, I can tell you firsthand that being made fun of by South Park is epic. We actually have a state rep here in Washington State that several years ago during the COVID epidemic, during the South Park episodes called Pandemic, I believe, was actually animated. Close personal friend of mine.
How crazy that you're watching your friend get made fun of. That might be better than you being made fun of.
Absolutely.
You know somebody and it's not you.
Into a South Park character, I was so jealous we had gained national attention as activists here. And I ended up in Borat, but he ended up in South Park. He definitely got the better end of that deal.
What? I want to know the Borat story, too.
Yeah, leave us a voice message with the Borat story, because both are awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be in South Park as well, though.
I mean, that is just basically Mecca, the coolest of the cool.
That would be my profile picture forever, is a screenshot of the cartoon version of me.
We can probably have AI bake that for you anyway.
No, but I want Matt and Trey to do it. Oh, great. Here we go.
The Daily Mix Show.
The three of us are headed to the Seattle Tattoo Expo this Saturday, and we're going to be kicking it from noon until 2 with Damon Conklin. He is with Super Genius Tattoo. And Damon put together some flash art, a sheet of tattoos that are inspired by the Daily Miggs Show. You can get all the info and snag your tickets at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
National Panini Day was celebrated earlier this week, Steve.
Yes, it was. Big day.
Massive, massive national holiday. But it got us talking about panini makers.
Did you ever buy one of those stupid things?
The panini maker?
Yes.
I was about to ask you guys, does anyone own one of those? I've always wanted a panini.
You can have mine.
Oh, can I?
It's just collecting dust. It's been used like twice ever. I've had it for like a decade.
It is one of those appliances that you get and you're like, I'm going to use it all the time. I'm going to make a bunch of paninis. And then you never do.
No.
I feel like we could do like a whole segment about the thing. The home appliances we buy that we have never used.
I like that.
Because I know for us, we still haven't used the Ninja Creamy ice cream thing that we got at Costco. We haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Oh, man. Well, it's, you know, the heat wave is here, so maybe this is a good time to give it a try.
Oh, to make a panini or to make ice cream?
Make
which
ice
one?
Cream.
Danny, do you have an appliance that you have yet to use?
Oh, yeah, our waffle maker, which I don't even know why I got a waffle maker, but I have one for some reason, and I don't eat waffles. So it's just like, I don't know what it's doing there.
Did you buy it or did Linda buy it?
I don't know. I don't know how it got in our house. You know what? It might have been left by the people before.
Was it the housewarming gift?
Yeah, it might have been.
Do you know what I used my waffle maker for, Danny? Just going to inspire you here. Hash browns. Put your frozen hash browns on there. Hit it with all your seasonings. Crush that thing down. So good.
I honestly thought you were going to say you used your waffle maker to make paninis. And I'd be like, you realize you have a panini maker.
What an animal. We ended up getting a voice message about this because It is such a popular topic.
I was listening to you guys talk about the things that you purchased that you have never used, like that panini maker. I can give you a whole laundry list of ones that my wife and I haven't used. For instance, my wife bought a yoga mat 2 years ago. I haven't seen her do a single downward dog on it.
Are you going to just die your wife out like that?
To count our dog sleeping on it.
I don't think that counts as a downward dog if your dog sleeping on it. But that, you know what? That's a good effort.
On it. I bought a fishing pole. Never been fishing. Not even once. Not sure why I bought it. Impulse purchase. My wife bought an air fryer. People swear by them. I swear we'll use it one day.
They need to have a budget freeze.
I feel like
a
this
spending
guy,
freeze.
A targeted ad would probably love this guy.
He kind of loves me. I know that too.
We got a camping tent. We haven't camped yet. I purchased a guitar back in college. The only thing I could play on it is the beginning of Come As You Are. What else? My wife got one of those weighted hula hoops. Oh,
what is that?
It's a hula hoop with weight.
Thanks.
Now you know.
Now I can picture it.
Yeah, not sure why. But don't feel bad. I think a lot of us are buying stupid and we're still not using it.
Yes, all the time.
I know you guys still give me a hard time because I still haven't used the goalie gear that I bought.
Is that the most expensive thing that you've bought and ever used?
Well, I have a car. No, yes, 1,000%. Yes, that is the. I will use them at least once. I promise, and I'll probably sell them. But I will use them at least once. I refuse to get rid of these things until I use them once.
Make sure you at least get photo or video evidence of it, okay?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Now, what about you? It does not have to be an appliance like the panini maker. It could be like, you know, the goalie gear that Steve has never used before.
Or the weighted hula hoop.
What is something you bought that you have never used? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And let us know, what is that thing you bought that you've never used? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take those calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. What is something that you purchased that you have never, ever taken out of the box? You've never used it. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. And Steve, there is someone on hold that wants to give you maybe a little inspiration to finally take your Ninja Creamy out of the box.
Okay, good.
We're going to get those details.
Because I sure as hell need that.
We're going to get those details in just a moment. But first, Michelle, you're on 405 this morning. What is something you bought that you have never used?
So my husband and I, we went to Cabela's and we bought a Traeger, a smoker.
Yeah. Nice.
And we have the biggest smoker that they make. And it is still in the box.
Oh. What?
Why?
Well, because we moved into an apartment and the Traeger is bigger than our porch.
So
we don't have any room.
Was this like an impulse purchase? Did you not think, like, oh, this probably won't fit on our porch?
Well, we bought it before we moved into the apartment, and my husband really wanted a Traeger, so he bought the Traeger, and we had every intention on you know, having it and opening it, but it's still in the box. We haven't opened it, and my husband really wants the Traeger, so instead of opening the big one because we don't have room, he went and bought another Traeger.
So now
that Traeger's still in the box.
Oh, my God. You guys are missing out. The Traeger's freaking awesome.
So we're going to take the little Traeger out of the box and hopefully use that one soon.
So what are you going to do with the big Traeger?
We're thinking about trying to find somebody to buy it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to wait until you move into a bigger home. Like, this is just, you're just going to have a Traeger collection.
You could just do what I did when I first bought my Traeger, and we left it outside, but we just put a lock on it so none of our neighbors could use it. And then we also bolted it to the side of the building. Not bolted it, but like chained it up so that way people wouldn't steal it. But then I could go outside and grill.
That's genius. I didn't know that's what you did.
Okay. Yeah. If you need Traeger inspiration, Michelle, Danny is your guy.
Yeah, I'm not the guy to hit up for, like, advice, because obviously we don't eat a lot of meat or no meat, but, like, we use our Traeger all the time. Like, that's when we're barbecuing stuff, we're using the Traeger.
You smoke your plant-based meats?
Yes. We smoke our tofu. We smoke our Beyond Meat. It's delicious.
You guys are living in the future.
We're crazy.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about things you bought that you never used, and Anna from Puyallup wants to give you a little bit of inspiration with the Ninja Creamy. Anna, tell us what your thoughts are.
Good morning.
What's up, Anna?
So, Steve was saying that he hasn't used his yet. Find a protein shake that you really like.
Okay.
And freeze that instead of the milk that they suggest. And then that way you have, make sure you use the soft serve setting. That way you have high protein, less fat, and no guilt.
And all the gains.
Massive gains, Anna. Let's go.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
See, the funny thing is, Anna, like, she says that. I have so many, like, on my Instagram, on my saved, like, tab, I have so many recipes for this Ninja Creamy saved. The problem is, you have to, it takes preparation. Oh. And every time I want to do it, I'm like, oh, I kind of am in the mood to make something. I'm like, oh, that's right. I got to freeze it overnight. And I just, that's the biggest issue, is I keep forgetting to think 2 days in advance or one day ahead of time.
So of the ones that you've saved, what's the one that you're most excited about?
Kind of what she was talking about. It's like basically turning like a protein shake into like soft serve ice cream with granola and like a strawberry flavored. So it's like a strawberry crunch.
Wow. Look at you.
Oh yeah. I'll show it to you. I haven't made it yet, but I'll show it to you.
When you finally do make it, will you freeze a little bit and bring it in for Danny and I to try?
Absolutely.
All right.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 262 wins, 83 losses, and 69 ties so far in 2025.
No more ties.
Hopefully you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 540 because we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the next game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you want to be the one to play Beat Migs at 750.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.